Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to another edition of Home Based Business 101. This is Baba Jahi. Sit back, listen to our theme song, and I'll be right back at you. All right. That's our theme song. It's my time. I'm hoping you wake up every morning, that you wake up and start your day, that you feel it is your time, my time. That's right. It's our time to prepare for our destiny. And that's the things that we focus on here in Home-Based Business 101, how to build our own destiny through working for ourselves and finding good opportunities that allow us to be able to fulfill those dreams, those ideas, those things that keep us moving, pushing us forward so we can get beyond what's called wage slavery. 909999 is the fives. You know, they are right for a means, but remember, you'll never, ever get wealthy working a job. I'm going to say that over and over and over again. You'll never, ever get wealthy working a job. You'll pay to pay some bills. You'll be able to get by. You'll probably have you know, depending on the quality of your job, you know, hey, you know, a certain amount of quality of life. But you'll never, if you're seeking to get wealthy, remember that you'll never be able to attain that working a job. I'm excited today. You know, we have two guests that I'll be bringing on shortly who are part of a business network that I'm a part of. And, you know, what I do on this show on Home-Based Business 101, I share with you not only the business network that I'm involved with, but all kind of positive business opportunities and networks. I'm going to bring on in a little bit Nkechi Taifa and Dakari Kearney, who are part of the YTB network. They have their own travel company called Legacy Travel, and they've been doing some super fantastic things in this home-based business opportunity called YTB, even to the point that the company gave them a $10,000 bonus. I'll let them tell you all about those things and how they've been able to take advantage of this unique home-based business opportunity. And we're highlighting them today on today's show. And first part of the show, we're going to go into their story and have them be able to share some information. And then I'll take some calls. I'm going to say I have one other caller on the line. Just call us on the line, 404-825-3702. Hold on. Let me bring my guests on, and I will bring you on in a little bit for whatever your question or comment you have. Let me go to the phone line and bring up our guests. Hello.
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 Nkechi and Dakari, you there?
Yeah.
Here.
All right. Good morning. How y'all doing?
All right, Brother Jahi. We doing
good. Glad to have you on the show today. And, you know, we'd like to just start off by, you know, letting you tell your story about, you know, how did you first get involved in, you know, this opportunity. And then we want to be able to share some things with people about how it is a home-based business opportunity. You don't have your own personal corporate office that you operate out of, do you?
No.
Your office is in your house with your computer and stuff, right?
All right. Well, Brother Jahi, first I want to thank the Creator for allowing us to, you know, get up this morning and get on your show. And then the next, I want to, you know, let everybody out there know that we love and appreciate you, because you are definitely a positive brother looking out for other people. And, you know, it's not just about the me thing, but you're a brother about the we. So we just want to let you know how much we love and appreciate you and allowing us to come on and share our story, which we think is very important for any and all people to hear, whether they are thinking about a home-based business or any other business opportunity, because you hit it on the head. You always, if you're locked into that 9-to-5, you just locked into a no-win life. We want to spread and make sure that everybody can enjoy the prosperity of the way the Creator wants us actually to be living, as free and as free as possible as people can be. So with that, I want to let my wife, she kind of knows a good little bit about our story. We do like a little tag team here, but she'll get into starting with how we actually got into this.
Yes, I will. Thank you so much, Dakari. He's just a wonderful, fabulous husband, and I'm glad that we are doing this business as a team. And many things that you're imparting as part of the Home-Based Business 101 radio show, we learn by trial and error. So your listening audience is totally and completely blessed that you are imparting these principles. About a year and a half ago, my husband and I kept getting these emails from a good friend of ours. Actually, she happens to be our dentist. These emails about coming to her home for a dinner and a presentation. And let me tell you, I'm one of the most busiest persons in the world, and I can be very quite frank and honest. I felt like I just didn't have time, because it sounded like she might have been trying to sell something. And whatever it was, I knew that we were not interested. But then one evening after getting one of these emails, I did not feel like cooking. I'll be very, very honest. We'll get that 9-to-5, get home after dark, and just didn't feel like cooking. So I said, Dakari, let's go on over there to Cheryl's. And we had our preset exit plan. We eat a little bit of food, smile, and nod our heads at all of the appropriate intervals, and then just say thanks but no thanks and leave. Little did I know when we stepped into her living room that we were going to be stepping into a $7.1 trillion industry that was going to literally change our lives forever. Little did we know when we stepped into her living room that we were going to be imparted with principles and ways of thinking that would make it such that it could very much be a reality that I'd be able to leave my six-figure position as a lawyer working a 9-to-5 within 2 years. Little did I know that we were going to join this company and get a $10,000 bonus within 1 year of being within the company. I didn't know about all of those things at that time. But when we heard what she had to say, we just looked at each other and nodded, this is a win-win solution. And what if we fail? What if it doesn't work? Well, the entry fee was just so modest that it was something that we would spend anyway, anytime. DeKaria, can you just say a little bit about where you were at that particular moment when we went to her home?
Sure, because I would say no more than about 2 months before we actually went over to his sister's. I had actually been working that 9-to-5, that J-O-B, that jump out of bed, been on working the night shift for an incredibly long time, actually 15 years. It's crazy. I mean, I got my body all messed up. But I was working on a government contract down at the in the government for EPA on a working contract. And 80 of us came to work on a Friday and were told to report to the office. We came to the office and they let us know that, hey, you know what, y'all no longer working here. Just like that. No 2-week notice, no nothing. And that's why that was a big eye-opener for me to let you know that whether it's government, whether it's corporate or anything, that, you know, you're basically a number. And so in the numbers game, your number can actually be canceled out at any time. So that hit me hard. So, of course, I'm out here doing temp jobs, and I'm out here doing things trying to make, like Brother Jahi was saying, trying to make ends meet or get some bills paid. And I'm also a musician, so I freelance and do some other little things. But, so basically that was basically the eye-opener for me. That happened, so I said, you know what, this home-based thing, this working for yourself now really is hitting home. It really is starting to make sense, if nothing else, that everybody needs a plan B. If nothing else, I mean, even if you locked into what you working and how you working and you love that, there's nothing wrong with having that plan B. And you never know, your plan B may turn into your plan A.
And, sweetie, I'm glad that you mentioned that, because before we even go any further to talk about exactly what it is that that we are into in terms of home-based business, I just want to, Baba Jahi, if this is okay, share just some frightening statistics that really was a wake-up call to me. Those statistics come from the Social Security Administration, and it basically says that out of 100 people working from age 20 to 65, we're talking about a 45-year period, one becomes rich, four become financially independent, five are still working. You see them at Walmart, you know, 70 years old, you know. 28 are dead, 62 are dead broke. What does that mean? That means that in America, 5% of the people make it financially and 95% don't. And you might say, as I did, well, I have a good job. I make a pretty good income. Well, let me just burst that bubble right now. Listen, if you are making less than $20,000 a month, you are financially challenged. Most of us are just one paycheck away from being broke. I know I was. I realized that $20,000 a month may be hard for many people to conceptualize, but let me tell you, $20,000 a month will eventually seem like a little bit of money to you if you'll trust the principles that we'll talk about today and apply them to your life. Because there is a definite line between the haves and the have-nots in America when it comes to making it financially. Again, 5% make it, 95% don't. Baba Jahi, that is really scary.
Yes, it is. I mean, and, you know, I'm 56, and so, you know, along with that, you know, me and another friend of mine were sharing another statistic that was frightening for us. black male life expectancy is no longer a stat no more for us because we have people in our peer group that are checking out before 60.
That's shocking.
And it's because of stress.
It's because of stress. How many people in your listening audience would you think want to be part of that 5% that make it financially in this company, that 5% that are financially empowered? About how many people in your listening audience?
I would probably say, you know, it'd be hard to really say, but I would say not that many.
Yeah, but that's frightening itself because we don't have a mind shift to want to be a part of those that are financially independent, and that's what we need to shift our thinking towards, financial independence. One of the things that we learned as part of the home-based business that we are part of is the secret to success in becoming financially independent in just a short period of time. And, in fact, we call it a two-sentence wealth formula. The sentences are so simple and so powerful that if your listening audience follows them, the odds that they will become financially independent increases astronomically. And this two-sentence wealth formula comes from one of our millionaire mentors, Myron Golden, who literally went from being a trash man, yes, on a trash truck, to what he calls a cash man, making six figures a month. So if you want to be financially independent, Myron Golden tells us, you have to find out what the top 5% people in this country do financially, and you need to do the same thing, and that's sentence number one. And the second sentence in the two-sentence wealth formula is even more powerful than the first. Golden says that you've got to find out what the bottom 95% are doing financially, and whatever you do, you run as far away from what they are doing as possible. So you might want to ask, what is it that the 5% in this country are doing that the bottom 95% are not? Well, number one, the top 5%, we'll just call them rich people, they understand how money works. The bottom 95%, poor people, they only understand how to work for money. And that's where we were when we went to our friend's house that evening a year and a half ago. We didn't understand how money worked. We only understood how to work for money. We didn't understand the power of leverage. See, I had linear income. I go to work, I get paid. Don't go to work, don't get paid. As simple as that. We didn't understand residual income, getting paid over and over again for something you do one time. We didn't understand the power of passive income, money coming in even while we're sleeping. We didn't practice the time value of money, and our lack of knowledge about how most financial principles work was the reason why we were stuck on that treadmill of the J-O-B, the most perfectly spelled word in the dictionary, the J-O-B, the jump out of bed.
Yeah, jump out of bed or just over broke.
Just over broke. You got it.
Yeah. We got two callers on the line. Let's take these two calls and then let you get back to your story and the company and the opportunity. I'm going to take caller 404-825-3702. Caller, you on the air. Question or comment?
Yes, I have a comment. I just want to congratulate Nkechi and Dakari on their business, and I'm a newcomer in the business with them. I'm looking forward to great success. But
calling from where you are?
I'm calling from Atlanta. My name is Joan. Maybe you can help me host because I was trying to get on through the Internet and I was having a problem. So I don't want to get cut off because I want to hear the conversation, but I couldn't hear it through the Internet.
Okay, you need to go to www.blogtalkradio.com/homebasedbusiness101 and then you click listen now.
Okay, well, if you just let me listen from
yeah,
the background,
you can stay on the line.
Okay.
I'm going to bring this other caller on, and you can continue to listen.
Okay. Congratulations to Legacy Travel.
Thank you so much,
Joan.
Caller, 252-796-5138. You on the air. Question or comment?
Hello. This is Mike Foster, the Power Team Doctor.
How you doing, Mike? Question or comment?
I hope I have called in to the right radio show. I have my own radio show on the air in Eastern North Carolina, and we're all about talking about the opportunity of YTB travel. Is this the, am I talking to the right folks?
You're in the right place at the right time.
Well, I'll tell you what,
I'm
about 2 inches away from my $10,000 bonus,
right.
And I'm almost to my level one director.
Fabulous.
All right.
And, boy, I tell you, I saw you on Blog Talk Radio. I said, man, that has got to be about YTV when they were talking about a $10,000 bonus. I said, boy, I have got to call in and say hello to everybody.
We're glad you did.
Well,
to let people know that it's real. It's not hype.
No, it's real, brother. It's the best thing. I tell you, it is the greatest opportunity, bar none, in America today.
There are just too many people making too much money for this thing not to be real. We are personal testaments to this. Thank you so much, Carla. Thank you so much, Power Team Leader.
Yeah.
I know you're already a member of the Coach's Corner, and you're on your way to financial freedom.
Yes, we are.
All right. Thank you for your call, and you can always go to my site and add any comments. And, you know, you have a show, and we can piggyback and help each other out at times.
I sent you a message, and... with the instructions on how you could tune into our show as well.
Okay, great. Great having you on, Mike. Take care.
Thank you.
Actually, at this point, some of your listening audience might be curious about, well, just what is it that they're talking about? Which home-based business? What is YTB? So maybe we can go into that.
Yeah, you can go ahead into that. I wanted to take the two calls so we wouldn't lose anybody. Go ahead.
Yes, no, that's fine. And YTB stands for Your Travel Biz, but it can also stand for what, sweetie?
Your tax break.
Your tax break? You're the boss?
And
you're
and
truly blessed.
That's right. You're truly blessed.
When we talk about YTB, and you know it has something to do with travel, but we're really not here talking about vacations. We're talking about what, sweetie?
Paycations.
PAYCATION. With a paycation, it's taking a vacation and getting what?
Paid.
Getting paid. Perks and deep discounts on your own travel. Commissions from other people's travel, making money 24/7, even while you sleep. It's an online travel agency where your family, friends, business association, even complete strangers can book through your family or our family's own online travel agency. And every time they book through our website, guess what? We get 60% of the commission, 60. 60% of the commission from anything booked on the website. And, sweetie, are we just talking about your traditional airfare and hotels and car rentals?
No.
What are some of the other things we're talking about that we get 60% of the commission from?
Oh, we are the E in the word extra. Oh, we have golf niches. Oh, we have flowers. We have, you want to get a brand new car or a pre-owned car, you can get it right there on the website. Tickets for sporting events, baseball, football, hockey, you name it, soccer, go see a boxing match. You can get those tickets right there on the website. So this is one-stop shopping. So if it's travel or it's entertainment and you're looking to do that, you do it, it's done right there. You have to go nowhere else.
People might ask, well, how can you compete? I mean, 85% of the population is already booking travel online. They go to the big boys, Expedia, or Cheap Tickets, or Hotwire, or Orbitz, you name it. Well, how can YTB compete? Actually, one of the things I say to people, Baba Jahi, I say, well, do you know anybody at Expedia? When was the last time you had lunch with someone at Hotwire? Can you call up and chat with anyone at Orbitz? No, chances are they can't. But they know me. They know you, Baba Jahi. They know my husband. They know the brother who called in who's about to get his $10,000 bonus. They know Joan from Atlanta. Okay? They know us. And so if the price is competitive, all things are equal. Price is competitive. Talking about the same cabin on the cruise ship, the same bed in the hotel, the same seat on the airplane. Okay, if those things are same and the price is competitive, who would your friends and family and business associations book their travel through? A major conglomerate that they can't see, feel, or touch, or someone that they know? And chances are it will be through someone that they know.
That sounds great. We got another call. Let me take this other call and see what question or comment they have, and you get right back to your point. Caller, 202-635-6003. You on the air. Question or comment? Hello, caller, you there?
Sounds great. We got another call. Let me take this other call and see what question or comment they have, and get right back to your point. Caller, 202-635-6003. You on the air. Question or comment? Hello, caller, you there?
Okay, no one respond. Go ahead, back to your point, please.
Well, I just wanted to say, and then I'm going to turn it over to my husband, what was so attractive about this home-based business to us? Well, for one, we found out that there was no inventory, thanks to cyberspace and the Internet. There were no employers, no quotas, no time limits. We didn't have to sell anything. Everyone already knew what a hotel room was. They already knew what a car rental was, okay? There was no paperwork. There was a virtual secretary in your back office that adds up all your commissions for you. There was no customer risk. Anything booked through your website, YTB assumes 100% liability. There were no deliveries, no collections yet. Again, we would receive 60% of the commission. We would receive tax deductibility as a home-based business. We would receive significant perks and discounts, and we would make boo-coo money. You see, we didn't have to convince anyone, and there's nothing wrong with this, but we didn't have to convince anyone to buy any potions, lotions, vitamins, or protein drinks. We didn't have to cart around cartons of lipstick and eyeshadow in the trunk of our car and convince people to buy products through a catalog. All we had to do was say, hey, the next time you take a vacation, type in my website when you're comparing costs with the other online booking engines. That's it. People may not buy Tupperware, but they will take vacations. And as one of our YTB colleagues says, he said, I never heard anyone say, you know, I tried that vacation thing and it doesn't work for me. That's how we're making money 24/7, even while you sleep. It sounds really good, and it gets even better. Sweetie, let me turn it over to you for a moment.
Sure, sure. Okay. I wanted to go back to something that we got into just a little earlier, but that Nkechi is basically give you the 360 of our business. It is travel, and travel being that huge industry, it's like a never-ending stream of income because it's just something that's very intricately part of the culture. I don't care whether you're young, you're old, or whatever your status is, and even if you're jumping out of bed, one day you're going to travel. One day you may have to travel. One day somebody may get married. One day somebody may pass, and you know what? You may need to get there. So it's just something that's very part of the culture that the movement of people on planet Earth, you have to travel. So is there a market? There's a huge, huge market. But one thing we learned also that we discovered, and we learned this and basically through other mentors and other people in our business, for the fact that, and that's one of the best things we like, there's always stuff that, you know, that you can learn, and that's the beauty of getting into your own thing. There's plenty of information out there so you can learn and grow. And one thing we learned with this financial principle was the fact that we didn't have to shoulder the whole load. That team building and the building of heaven network was one of the most powerful business principles out there. And I want to quote from a J. Paul Getty. And J. Paul Getty said he would rather have 1% of 100 people doing something than to have 100% of one person. And what that meant was that you could have one person, he could be the genius in the company. He could come up with all the ideas. He could be doing everything, that one person. That one person could be you, and you're giving that 100%. But guess what? You could get sick. Something else, unfortunately, could happen to you. And guess where your company would be? It goes with you. How you go? Well, how your company goes. But if you have a network or a team, and your company is expanded, and everybody's just giving just a 1%, and you got 100 people giving 1%, if one person is out sick, your company's still going. You got 99%. If two people are out or something happens, you got 98% of your business still going. So that formula there made a lot of sense. I mean, a light bulb went off in my head, and I said, oh, that's what's happening here. That's how folk are going. And now those people are working, and now they're individually working and building their business, and it's all connected connected into that network. So the business never stops going. It never shuts down. It never stops growing. And so that was the power of that exponential growth. And once we understood that, another good principle was what my wife was commenting on was the residual income. And a lot of folk didn't understand that residual income. A good example of that residual income, the three highest paid entertainers in the world today are deceased, and that was Kurt Cobain, Elvis Presley, and Bob Marley. Yet their estates are still getting paid, and their estates are still getting paid for something that they did years and years ago. But the estate is still getting paid because they're getting that residual income. Those royalties are still being paid to their estate, even though they aren't here anymore on the planet living, you know. So these principles were something that we had to, you know, we had to get and find out. We found about them. We start to understand them and say, well, hey, you know what? Now I can apply this and help make this work for me. And so this company has allowed us to incorporate and work all of these principles.
And the business model for the company, and I know your listening audience does this, is none other than network marketing, a concept that, believe it or not, my husband and I were not familiar with really a year and a half ago. We really were not. But it's a concept that help us speed towards financial independence in record time.
So when you got involved in this, you was basically a novice. You hadn't been in Amway or Shackley
None
or Herbalife
or
America or any of the other. You never had did network marketing before in your life.
Correct.
Never. I, in fact, always ran away from all of those things because, you know, I had myself a good job, so I thought. So I found out I'm just one paycheck away. Didn't know any of those any of those principles. And actually, that was one of the things that attracted me about YTB, because immediately the obstacles that I always put in my path when I would hear about businesses like this were completely evaporated. When I found out that YTB was a publicly traded company, I knew that it was legitimate. And, you know, as a lawyer, I always had questions that, well, I don't know what this is. I don't know if I want to get into this. But I knew that no matter how much due diligence I did, I knew that I could not outdo the federal government. I knew that all of the C's, FTC, the SEC, the FCC, had already ensured that all of this company's I's were dotted, that all of its T's were crossed. That meant a whole lot to me. We weren't jaded by any failures in the past from other businesses that might or might not have worked. We do know a lot of people who have had bad experiences with network marketing, but to lump everything in one basket is not appropriate. It would be like saying someone who's had a bad experience, someone who's never driven a car before, never had a license, never had a driving license, should be able to start the car and get it out of the driveway. And if they can't do it, it's the driver's fault. It's not the car's fault. It's a person's fault for not learning how to become the driver of the vehicle that they now own. Network marketing is a great, it's a fabulous, it's a fantastic vehicle, but you have to learn how to drive it. Okay, YTB, an excellent vehicle, but you have to learn how to drive. You have to learn, you have to know and understand the principles for success. And one of the main principles for success is you have to have a why for doing what you're doing. Okay, this is not get quick rich, though it does happen for some people, but it's not get quick rich, okay? It is a process. And if you have a why that is very, very strong, okay, that why can help you through any of the bumps and obstacles across the path. And our why was my husband had gotten ripped from his job. He didn't have that 9-to-5 anymore. We were replacing an income. His income has been replaced. We're trying to replace my income. Now, you have to be coachable. You can't have a situation where I know it all. I know 100%. No one can tell me anything. You have to be coachable so you're not reinventing the wheel. The process and the path for success is already laid out there. You just have to have an open mind and listen to people who have already done it successfully, and you do those things also. Remember about doing what the 5% who are rich are doing as opposed to the 95% who are poor. It is the same. It is the same concept.
let's take and talk about a few of the products. I talked to a person last night, and I'm working with them. They're going to be going to Hawaii. They're going to Hawaii for a wedding, and I was talking to them about we have a whole thing that you were saying earlier that YTB is more than just booking airfare, hotels, and whatever. Could you share information about the type of wedding packages and stuff that we're able to help people with in terms of, you know, getting married? Because a lot of people know people are the wedding planners and other stuff. So, you know, there's a lot of different products that people can use to be involved with the business.
Absolutely. Actually, there's a bridal show going on right now in Washington, D.C., where a number of our team members are. And why are they there? They are there because YTB has a honeymoon registry right there on the booking engine and a free wedding website as well. What that means is that anyone looking to get married can it works similar to a gift registry where the bride and groom determine where they want their dream honeymoon to be, and the persons can help book parts of that for them, whether it is part of the airfare for a trip to Hawaii or Tahiti, whether it is some package while they are there on the honeymoon, such as a couple's massage or a candlelight dinner for two or dancing with the dolphins or whatever it is. They can book those features right there on the website. You get 60% of the commission, and they get those benefits. Sweetie, tell what that couple did when they did their whole wedding.
Oh, yeah. And another thing about those weddings, these destination weddings are becoming real popular now. I don't know if folk out there, but folk are going to the islands, to St. Lucia, Aruba, and Jamaica, and they're having their weddings outside of the United States. Isn't that something? But that's a real popular thing right now. So these exotic wedding spots and honeymoon spots, it's a real big thing. But there was a team member, and she actually did her whole wedding on her website, you know. And on the website, remember, this is flowers, this is the limo, this is basically the whole shebang-a-bang. And she, because she did it on her website, which was her home-based business, she was able to tax-deduct that legally. So her wedding, instead of her wedding becoming, you know, folks say, well, you know, people have these sometimes they, you know, people like that try to outdo each other, you know. So they have what my mother used to call outlandish weddings. Speaking of my mom's term, she's 86, and so she would say, yeah, people try to outdo everybody, have these huge weddings, but and then they spend all this money on the honeymoon. My mother would say they could have took that and put that down on a down payment on a house. And
yeah, I've heard that before from my mom too.
Okay. All right. So does it just make sense? Excuse me, to take that wedding and do it and get a business deduction for it. Does that ever make sense? So now I can have my blowout wedding, but guess what? I'm going to pay myself too. I mean, it just makes sense. So that was a one of the advantages of people. And that takes a mind shift or a paradigm shift in the thinking of folk, because we've basically been that 95% of us, a lot of times just being consumers, just buying a product, just spending our money, just spinning our wheels, buy, 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 buy. We want a car, we want a house, we want that. But we're always putting out, but we're not looking at this paradigm of saying, well, wait a minute, how can some of this money come back to me? Why am I always putting out, or why are folk who have money are keeping their money? Because that's what it's really about. It's not so much how much money you're making, but it's how much money you're keeping. And this home-based business model, this vehicle, allows us to keep a lot of that income, and that can generate wealth. That's real wealth, is how you can generate and keep what you're making.
Can we talk just a second about what type of money we're talking about? Because I know Baba Jahi started off by saying, you know, we got our $10,000 within a year. What did that mean? To get the $10,000 with YTB, you have 100 people on what's called your power team. Sweetie, did we personally sponsor 100 people into YTB?
No.
No, we've only sponsored about 20-something people. So where did these 100 people on the power team within a year come from that generated that $10,000 bonus?
They came from other team members who were building their business. And when we help other team members build their business, and they're helping other team members build their business, there's the J. Paul Getty effect, the exponential growth. It's like having that snowball and you roll it down from the top of the hill. And by the time it gets down to the bottom of the hill, it's a huge boulder because it has exponentially grown. So that's the power of that.
Right now we have over 400 people on our team in 20 different states. We don't know half the people on our team, but it's not a cold market because they're the family, friends, coworkers, neighbors of people who we do know or people who we know who we know. But we don't even have to go as far as the $10,000 bonus for 100 people on your power team. YTB gives you a $1,000 bonus every time six people, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, every time six people join your power team, you get a $1,000 bonus until infinity. It is awesome. This is the most awesome, powerful.
You want to repeat that again? You said you get, I mean, because, I mean, there's some people listening that have been in network marketing, and, I mean, they, and, you know, the, again, I've never saw a phenomenon like this neither in terms of you actually get paid to bring people into business and help them get established. And you said every time you have something that's called in a power team, you get 60 people, you get an extra $1,000 above what you make.
Above what you make, $1,000 bonus every time anyone enters your power team. $1,000 bonus for every six, excuse me. I went into law because I wasn't that good at math. But let me tell you this. When I joined YTB, I quickly learned how to count up to six because it teaches very prominently with YTB. Nothing is a secret. If you want to, if you're trying to pay off a bill or you're trying to put aside some money to purchase something, you know exactly what you need to do to get that income. YTB plays weekly, and I mean W-E-E-K, not W-E-A-K. It pays weekly. You get your $1,000 bonuses each and every week. Now, when I say bonus, that means on top of the commission that YTB will pay you in terms of marketing. See, YTB takes its millions of dollars that it makes in profits. And Dakari talked about earlier how lucrative the travel industry is, $7.1 trillion industry. There's a lot of money in travel. Well, with those profits that YTB makes, instead of spending it on traditional advertising like Expedia does, you know, that commercial Expedia.com, YTB takes those millions in profits and pays it to people like you and I and your listening audience if they become part of this team and this network as well. They will pay us to be their mouthpiece to spread the word because their model is people will be more apt to purchase travel through someone they know or through themselves and get the commission versus a large cold conglomerate that they cannot see, touch, and feel. So they will pay us these commissions. For your first six that join your team, they'll give you $50 a person. That's $300 for the first six. Not enough to jump up and down over, but it's $300 more than you have, and it's three-fourths of the very small entry fee that it costs to even get into YTB. But starting with number seven, they up your commission. They double it to $100 a person, and then starting with number 12, meaning each six after that on your power team, $1,000 bonus. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, boom, $1,000. Boom, $1,000. When you reach your $10,000 bonus, which we reach within a year, you've already made at a minimum $31,000. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, $31,000 bonus money.
Basis.
Hey, and Brother Jahi, I wanted to say something about how mainstream this marketing concept is, because a lot of folk think that this referral marketing and this network marketing or multi-level marketing, they think it's something foreign or apart from themselves. And I tell folk every day, I said, 90% of us, 100% of us, I would say, already market. But we don't look at it that way. We do a lot of business, and we make a lot of people a lot of money, but we don't understand it. And I'm going to give an example. And then we'll just use some hypotheticals. We know how folk out there like to they will buy clothes, they will buy houses, cars, and they'll buy every consumer product out there. And guess what? Sometime, somewhere on planet Earth, a friend, family member, coworker has come up to a particular person, and let's just say this, I'm going to use a male and a female example, hypothetical. They'll come up and say, "Hey, sister girl, where did you get those red pumps?" And she'll say, "You know what, I got them at so-and-so store, down at so-and-so, so-and-so." She just did referral marketing. But 9 times out of 10, whether she got those pumps from Neiman Marcus or any of the other stores or whatever, you know, the whole host of these stores, the odds are they never paid her a commission for sending her friend there to buy those shoes. Somebody might come up to the brother and say, "Hey, my brother, where did you? Where did you get that haircut from? Who trimmed your beard? Oh, I went to so and so." They go back over to sister girl. "Hey, who does your hair? Who did your braids? Hey, where did you get your? Who does your nails?" And we send people. This is why I say this is very mainstream. We market all the time in this country. But we are getting paid for it because we haven't done that paradigm shift that, hey, you know what, I'm sending business to people. I'm sending business. You know, I'm sending business. Somebody goes to the movie theater and they say, "Oh, how did you like that movie, The Debaters? Oh, the movie was excellent. I think you should see it." So they'll go see that movie because you referred them to see it. But guess what? When let's say they take the whole family to that movie theater. And when they get to that movie theater, they stop and buy popcorn. So the person, the vendor, the movie theater has made money off those people because they bought popcorn. They already paid for their tickets. When they pay for their tickets, they might even help one of the actors get an Academy Award, which is going to be on the night, because they also refer somebody. Remember, they look at the ticket sales and stuff to see how popular these movies are. So that one person's referral started a whole chain of other people going and seeing that particular movie, and they referred other people, and yet that person that started that first referral didn't get a dime in their pocket. But they started a chain that allowed that industry to make money. So that's why I say this is a very mainstream concept. We do it each and every day, except we haven't made the paradigm shift that maybe when I do some referring and maybe when I send people to something or to an opportunity, maybe it's time for me to get paid for it. And YTB has allowed us to now, when we do these referrals and send people and get people into this business, they pay us for it. And so it's a win-win opportunity. It's just a no-brainer. So now, but that takes a paradigm shift. That takes a shift in the person's mind that, you know what, I got to stop marketing or doing stuff for free, because the business model is if I'm going to operate in business or do business, then I need to get paid for it. And there's nothing wrong with thinking that way.
That sounds great. Could you take and share, you know, along with, you know, when people make that decision and get involved, could you talk about the support system that the company offers as far as such things and tools as the back office and red carpet day and there's training? And so in other words, the person doesn't have to come in and learn all of this stuff from scratch.
Yeah, the support mechanism is just awesome. There is so much to plug into at any time you want to plug into. You see, YTB makes it very convenient to plug into what they have to offer. Nothing is required. You don't have to do anything, but all of the tools are there, Monday through Friday, you name it. It's all there at people's disposal. YTB has red carpet days. I had the wonderful opportunity to attend the red carpet day from YTB last November, and it was the most fantastic experience that I've ever seen. They roll out literally the red carpet. They allow you to come and bring your guests to the corporate office for free, give you a free lunch, a tour of the corporate facilities, presentation. You can meet the founders, the directors. You can have one-on-one. It is simply awesome. And you get to see the phenomenal growth of the company. The growth has been so exponential that they're about to purchase all of the space from where the office is now all the way to the end of the highway. They're talking about putting a hotel up there, a car dealership up there, because I don't know if the car I mentioned, you can purchase cars through your website as well and get the commission. There are conference calls that are there, and you don't have to listen to them live. They are archived in your back office, so you can just, 2 o'clock in the morning. Okay, when you can't sleep because you're thinking about all the income streams that are part of YTB, you can plug into your computer and listen to one of the archive conference calls. They have travel training calls. They have how to get the most out of your business, how to get started. They have an association division, which I'll talk about, you know, in just a bit. But you have motivated people like me and my husband, like the other callers on the line who are part of YTB, who have a vested interest in the success and growth of YTB. They have a vested interest in the success of people on their team. Why? Because they don't grow and develop financially with the company unless they help others. It's a perfect example of collective work and responsibility, of unity, working together. It's in our vested interest. Okay, we're not an island to ourselves. you're in business with YTB for yourself, but you're not in business by yourself. There's always going to be somebody, okay, who will be interested in helping to move you to the next level, because as they help you move to the next level, they move to the next level as well. There's something we didn't talk about before that was the 50% match. This is unheard of in the industry. Whatever you make with YTB, if you personally sponsor someone, okay, anyone you personally sponsor, the company will give you half of what they make. They're not going to take that half from them. They will still get their half, but they'll give you half of what the other person makes. Let me give you an example. If I personally sponsor Joan, personally sponsor Joan. Joan makes $5,000 in a week, a month, a year. It doesn't matter because there are no time limits with YTB. Joan makes $5,000. The company's going to send you a check for $2,500. Let's take the gentleman who is about to become a director. Say he made $7,000. Okay, you catch my drift. In a week, a month, a year, it doesn't matter. There are no time limits. You're going to get half of that. Say Mary makes a fortune. You personally sponsor Mary, you're going to make what?
Half a fortune.
Say John doesn't make anything at all. What are you going to make?
Nothing.
Well, nothing. It's still half. YTB will give you half of what anyone you personally sponsor makes, as long as you have at least three people that you have personally sponsored. It is awesome.
That is powerful. That is powerful.
Want to say something about the tax benefits, if we can.
Sure, go ahead.
Because my mother was the first person, my mother is 83 years old, who we sponsored in this company. She didn't come in this company for the network marketing part of the business. She didn't come into this company with the intent of building a team, even though she is a power team leader right now. But she came into this company because of the tremendous tax benefits that a home-based business has to offer, a home-based business in general, but a home-based travel business in particular. See, her house is already paid off. She no longer has a mortgage. She didn't have that interest that she could deduct, okay? But YTB as a home-based business allows infinite numbers of deductions that simply because of the fact that you are in business for yourself. Things that you are doing anyway, give me some examples, sweetie.
Let's say you have a computer in your house. Let's say you have internet service. Let's say you have cable service. Let's say you already have a cell phone. Let's say you're commuting back and forth to your 9-to-5, jump out of bed. The government recognized that when you wake up in the morning and check your email, or you're at your first business residence, which happens to be in your house, that now you can deduct your mileage when you go to your other job that jump out of bed. So there are things that we call this anyways money. These are things that we were going to do anyways. So why not have anyway things turn into tax deductions? And remember, keeping that anyways money is one of the main principles of wealth growth. Because, like I said again, I'll say this 24 times a day, that it's not so much the money that you're making, it's the money that you keep. It's the money that you're keeping in your pocket. It's money that's expending, but now this money is able to be kept, or this money is coming back to me. So that's how I could start now looking at building wealth, because everything is not just a sieve coming out one way. If you know, if you got a hole in a tank and it's only draining out one way, the tank's going to be empty. But if you got something coming back into the tank, no, the tank ain't going to empty out like that. And that's one of the main principles here when you're talking about tax benefits.
Where other people have expenses, we have deductions. Some people come into YTB solely because of the tax deduction. You get great tax deductions with any home-based business, but with a home-based travel business, 100% of your travel, whether it's travel for business or pleasure, 100% now becomes tax deductible because travel is your business.
Essence.
Travel is one of the few industries that the IRS recognizes as 100% tax deductible in terms of your travel, because that is what you're doing. Okay? that is what you're doing anyway.
The essence of your business.
Yeah.
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 Right.
Let me see.
Share something about people that's out there that have churches and nonprofits that they're always doing fundraising for. YTB has a special division that helps with this. Share a little bit of information about that.
Yes, this is my favorite. Oh, my goodness. This is the Passport to Giving program, the Travel Affinity program for nonprofits. Everybody has some type of nonprofit in their life, whether it's a favorite church or civic organization, community group, school, political organization, you name it. YTB has a program wherein you can introduce this website to your favorite nonprofit. They can get their own travel website. It's customized, personal label with their own logo on it. Their members and supporters, parishioners, can go to their organization site and book the travel that they were going to book anyway. Perfect streams of passive income go to that organization, 60%, and the person who signs up the organization will get an automatic $300 commission plus 10% of the commissions from anything booked on that organization site. Now, that is awesome. The first organization to partner with YTB was the National Foundation for Cancer Research, the people who do Race for the Cure. Sweetie, can you tell what we heard that organization did and what the couple who brought them on board generated?
Oh, yes, there was a couple that had brought that organization on, and that organization did $8.5 million in travel commissions. Now, they're a huge organization. We know they're real big. You know, they're world known. So they generate a lot of commissions. But the couple was able to get 10% of that because they sponsored them.
Other organizations that have joined YTB, and currently there are over 1,800 organizations that have partnered with YTB who see this win-win scenario in terms of their fundraising processes, but also includes the YWCA, the National Black Chamber of Commerce, the Institute of the Black World 21st Century, the District of Columbia Bar, which is a licensing agency for all the lawyers in D.C., The list goes on and on. The International Community Corrections Association, I'm just going off the top of my mind to some of the groups that we have been instrumental in bringing on board. Ideal Public Charter School, okay? It's a perfect way for nonprofits to increase their revenue streams without money having to come out of their supporters' pockets solely for that purpose. They're going to take a vacation anyway. Why not take that vacation on their favorite nonprofit's website? Our church is called the Temple of Vinyame. They got their travel website. They sponsored a fundraising cruise for their building fund last year. They made over $10,000 with respect to that. Okay? It's a win-win solution all the way around.
Hello, you there?
Yes, we're still here.
Actually, I want to just say something, if I can go back to some money principles for a moment. Because sometimes, I wonder why some people can make $1 million and lose it, make a second $1 million and lose it, and then make a third $1 million, while others can hardly make ends meet. And why it is that some people, no matter what they touch, seems to turn to gold, while others can't ever seem to quite hit the mark. I submit that the answer is that those people know the secret for success, the secret for the success. And just as there's a recipe for making a cake or a pie, there's also a recipe for success. One of our entrepreneurial advisors, a good friend of Dakari's, his name is Willie Jolly, he talks about his wife's Aunt Bubba, and he tells this story about how she makes the best cakes and pies and rolls that he's ever tasted. And Willie Jolly said that they're so good that sometimes she has to double the quantity because people eat them up so quickly. He tells her that no matter how fast the pies are eaten, she can make more. Why? Because she knows the recipe. Now, let's say someone comes to his aunt's house and loves the way those cakes and pies taste. So this person decides he's going to go home and make some for himself, but he doesn't have the recipe. He goes home and he tries, and then he fails, and he tries again, and he fails, and he tries again, and fails, and eventually, like most people, what happens? He gives up. He gives up. He quits. And that's what happens in life. Most people want to be successful, but they don't have the recipe. they go through life in a constant state of trial and error. They try and fail, they try and fail, and then they eventually give up. You can't let that happen with your home-based business. The secret to our success, the secret to our getting our $10,000 bonus within a year, the secret to our $55,000, which we have made so far in YTB, is because we never gave up. Okay, where other people saw the obstacle, we saw the opportunity. We had a why, and our why was so big and so strong that no matter what, it kept us pumped up and kept us going on. Willie Jolly tells us that once you conceive of your dream and you believe it and you nourish it, then that dream will start to grow. But you can't get caught up with the naysayers. You can't get caught up with the itty-bitty-minded people. Those 95% who don't understand financial principles because they will try to tear you down each and every time. They will say, you can't do this. You're too old.
They want you down at the bottom with
them. They want you down, exactly. And those same people, the Pookie and the Ray Ray, are folks that borrowed $20 from you last week and still haven't paid it back. Yet many times we go and ask Pookie and Ray Ray their opinion of this presentation that we heard on the radio, on the Blog Talk, Home-Based Business 101, and they say, we heard this couple on here, and they making all this money, and they're poised for financial independence, and they talked about YTB, and I'm just so excited. Pookie, what do you think? Should I get into this? Don't ask Pookie that. Pookie wasn't on the radio. He didn't hear what you heard. He did not see what you saw. He hadn't even paid that $20 back from you yet. Don't take advice from people who are not successful. That's not a recipe for success. That's a recipe for failure. You take advice from people who are successful. You take advice, you do what those people who are in that 5% who are financially made it do. You take advice from the people who think $20,000 a month is just a drop in the bucket. Those are the people that you listen to.
Yeah, that's so important what you're saying. Les Brown has a saying, and I know, you know, it's a saying that I share with people all the time and was what always keeps me pushing forward. He has a saying that the richest place on the planet is the cemetery, because there lies people who had dreams that they did not try to implement or fulfill, ideas, inventions that we'll never see because they got buried with them simply because they let butt get in the way.
That is powerful. That is a powerful statement. Those dreams, we got to have those dreams.
Sure.
Can't get caught up with the dream busters like the Ghostbusters.
That's right. We got a couple calls. Let me go to the line and see who we have on the line. Okay, let's see. Right here, 917-423-0500. Caller, you on the air. Question or comment? Hello, caller, you on the air, 917-423-0500. Okay, let me go to the other caller. Caller, you on the air, I believe this is Courtney.
Yeah, this is me.
Hey, how you doing today?
Good morning.
Yeah, Dakari and Keechee's on there. We got Courtney out of Fabulous Illinois who's getting prepared for Red Carpet Day, too.
Courtney is rocking and rolling. I see his numbers. He is rocking and rolling. He's on his way.
I'm trying to. How are you guys doing this morning?
We're
doing
great.
Yeah, that's good. I just woke up, so I, you know, just caught the last of you guys' show.
Yeah, well, we got another 20-some minutes that we're going to be on. You know, I know you said your computer was having a problem with your computer, so you can just stay on the line and listen in for the last 20 minutes, Courtney, unless you have another comment you want to make. Then, you know, just mute your I'll just be muting your line, but you'll still be on, and you'll be able to still hear the, hear the rest of the broadcast.
Okay, that'll be fine.
Okay, all right. All right, back to my guest. What else would you like to share? We got 20-some more minutes left. I'm also team members out there that want to call in and, you know, share a personal story or some testimony. Now's the time to do so. I know we got Monty and Julian and people out in Winston-Salem listening in this morning. And, you know, feel free to call on in. The call-in number is 646-595 4222-646-595-4222. And also, I know I got my mom listening down there in Duluth. Call on in. She just finished working on booking some group travel for my sister's basketball team, youth basketball team. So there's people spread out across the country that are taking advantage of this opportunity. Again, for the listening audience, this is real. It's not hype. We're not, just selling a lot of hype. People making real money, doing real things on something that people do anyway. And as we say, we do is we help people with their recreation and their recess. I'll turn it back over to my guest.
Yes, thank you, Brother Jahi. Thank you. Yes, so folks who are ready to make that shift or ready to, what we call, and I like to also quote something from Brother Jolly, make a change in your life, make that difference. It's a very, very simple process coming into this. And so, folk, we always say folk who are interested, Brother Jahi, I don't know if you had or did you do this at the end of the program, or you have a thing, but...
a phone number for people to get back in touch with you.
A phone number. And
people are ready to sign up. You can sign up. Your website is up in seconds.
Yeah, the website is www.jahitravelsite.com. You go to join and radio button on there, or you can give me a call at 252-212-0281. I think we have a team member on the line. Let me see if I can bring them on. It looks like we have Monticello coming on the line.
My brother.
Hello, Monticello, you there?
I'm here.
All right.
Monty.
How's it going, guys?
All right, my
brother. Fabulous.
Hey, I just wanted to make a comment. I'm loving the show. This is great. Yes, I'm here. But I also wanted to just give a shout-out and let everybody know that this is an awesome business. We have some awesome leaders. As a matter of fact, they took their time to come down from Washington, D.C. to our home, my home, Dawn and I, to help us start building our business. And we just thought that was so awesome, and we appreciate that so much.
We appreciate you, brother. And I know you just had a team member join your team yesterday, I think it was. So congratulations.
Yes.
And, that was so interesting because she's in Dallas, Texas. And we just did some things over the phone, and she pulled up my site, and we started talking. And she was excited. She told me she was excited, and she just came on board. And she's looking to become an RTA. As soon as you can.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely. Well, you're doing exactly what you need to be doing, talking to people. And that just reminds me of just a little story, which is part of the secret to our success with YTB. And it's a story from our millionaire mentor, Willie Jolly. He talks about this rare talking bird that could speak five languages. And a man heard about this rare talking bird, and he set out on a worldwide search for it. And after searching high and low, he stopped in a pet store to ask for more information, and it was there that he found this rare talking bird. So he told the owner that he had to go on a short trip, but the police sent the bird to his house in 2 days. When this guy returned home in 2 days, he asked his wife if the bird had arrived, and she said yes. He said, well, where is it? She said, the bird's in the oven. And he said, what? That was a one-of-a-kind bird that could speak five languages. And you know what his wife said? She said, well, why didn't it speak up? So just like that bird, don't be like that bird. Don't be like that bird. You have the skills and you have the talents that can change your life forever, that can change your financial future, that can empower you. But we don't speak up and show the world what we've got to offer. You got to let people know what you have in your hand. And that is why we built such a large team in such a short period of time. We spoke up. We let the world know what there was out there. The more you want out of life, then you must put more into life. The more you give, the more you get. The more sowed you sow, the more plants you reap. Most people are waiting for their ship to come in, but they haven't sent any ships out. They want the plants to grow, like Frederick Douglass says, but they haven't planted any seeds. The farmer doesn't go out and just plant 10 seeds and expect 100 plants. That farmer plants lots of seeds, and he knows that some might come up, but he knows that the more he plants, the more he gets. That means, folks who are already in YTB, we got to get busy. We got to make it happen. It's not going to fall from the sky. But if you're coachable and just put just a teeny bit of effort in and you plug in to what the company has to offer, the sky is the limit.
Absolutely. I heard you mention Frederick Douglass. Oh, one of my favorites, babe. One of my favorites. Because I remember, some years ago going to Frederick Douglass' house and watching his, you know, the biography that they showed, the film at the actually Frederick Douglass house. And I remember towards the end of the film, one of the young brothers came to Frederick Douglass' home, and he asked Frederick, you know, he said, well, Mr. Douglass, you know, how can I make a difference, or what can I do? And Frederick Douglass told him, you got to agitate. You got to agitate. And you know what? When I thought about that, and he was talking about, you know, on principles of the fact that nothing changes unless you stir up, you know, you put all the clothes in the washing machine, you know, and you put your bleach and you put your detergent and everything in there and fabric softener, and the clothes are just sitting there, right? But the process, don't nothing happen until you start that agitator. And that's when things get to going and the process starts to get to going. So that hit home to me when I thought about the business that, hey, you can apply that same principle. Now, I can get in this business, I could sit there, I could just do, you know, just be there and join, but nothing will happen. But until I start to agitate, until I turn my agitator on and make some noise, then guess what? The process has begun. Things will start going and working for me, you know, that I can plug in. I can do these different things. You see what I'm saying? So it's there to do. So that just, you know, I just made all the sense in the world that, you know, that's what you have to do. I mean, for any type of home-based business, but you got to agitate. You got to get the thing going. You got to start that machine.
Indeed. And you know what? One of the things I like to make sure all the listening audiences always understand is that you can do this business. You can do YTB, whether you're just out of Yale or fresh out of jail. There are no background checks whatsoever. All you have to do is have that desire to make some money, legitimate money, okay, be able to be coachable, and the world is wide open to you. We have a director in YTB. Before he joined YTB, he was a meat cutter?
That's right.
A meat cutter at Piggly Wiggly. A meat cutter at Piggly Wiggly. And now he makes over $200,000 a month, people, a month with YTB. A month. Okay, we were just talking about $20,000 a month, and many of us cannot fathom. We have people in YTB making over $20,000 a month. We have people in YTB whose residual income alone, residuals, are $40,000 to $70,000 a month. And the other thing I forgot to mention about YTB, I said it was a publicly traded company. I said that the federal government has scrutinized it up the yin-yang. But what I failed to tell you all is that our income is guaranteed. Again, we were novices in network marketing, but I have heard that this is unprecedented in the field, in the industry of network marketing. YTB has set new standards for this industry. Our income is guaranteed. What does that mean? That means that YTB has filed a UCC, Uniform Commercial State Code Statement, with the Attorney Generals of the state, which basically says our income is guaranteed. If anything ever happens to the company, we're first in line to get paid. If the owner of Expedia and Orbitz and Cheap Tickets, his name is Barry Diller, multi-trillionaire guy, if he decides he wants to come over there to YTB and take us over, he has to think twice before he does that. He has to pay Ron Head his $200,000-something a month each month. He has to pay Jerome Hughes his $100,000 or whatever a month, each month. He has to pay each and every person what they are making on a monthly basis. Each and every month, if he takes over this company, he has to pay out that money. Our income is guaranteed. Again, unheard of.
We have another caller. Let me bring the other caller on in. I believe this is Minister Rosalind Jenkins. Jennings?
Yes.
You on
yes.
the air?
Good morning.
Great. Good question morning, comment. Man. You out in Tempe, Arizona, right?
Yes. Good morning, man of God, to your guests and your audience. Yes, I'm in Tempe, Arizona, which is 30 minutes from Phoenix, Arizona. Yes, I want to say this is a great show. Excellent example and topics about how can some people, one people become successful and others don't. And I was thinking about it myself personally. You know, a lot of times we have to do a self-check with ourselves and start making some moves and surround ourselves with the right people. I think that's why some people are more successful than others. Because at times, sometimes, I'm thinking for myself, we could be our worst enemy. And it's really good to hear what's brought on today. And much success to you and your host. And God bless you. And thank you.
Thank you for your comments, Sister Rosa.
Thank you.
And I sent you an email. You had filed a request to get some help with 501c3. Also, besides YTB, I have a 501c3 youth development company. I will be in touch with you. Send me an email.
Okay.
And email your number so I can try to help you with that process.
Thank you so much, and God bless you, and much success to you and your guests as well.
Thank you so
right.
much, and we would love for you to join part of this team as well. So we will help you.
Yes, I've heard great things about it. One of my spiritual sisters, Sister Nikki Jordan, she's out there in South Carolina. She's a part of it. It's a great opportunity. I've heard great things about it.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, I'll be in touch with you. Thank you for your call.
Thank you, too. God bless you. Bye.
God bless you, too.
Shall we?
Yeah.
Monticello. I wanted to make a comment and get see if we could get our upline to expand on this. Yesterday, I was signing up Denise in Texas. One of her major concerns was she asked me, she said, "Now, you're not going to leave me alone, are you? And you're going to train me, right?" One of the things I found out about this company is the training that you get from this company is unmatched in any industry. And they've set it up to where you can get it done on your own time. So I just wanted the upline to make some comments about the training, those type things.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. YTB, as I said, have the calls that are archived right there in your back office. You can listen to them at your leisure. You can listen to them live. You have calls, director's calls, every single day of the week. There are meetings all over the country, training opportunities, business opportunity meetings that you can plug into and have your guests plug into as well. You can different directors have set up things that help people, such as there's a website, www.paycationexperts.com or paycationexperts.net, where you can see a PowerPoint that tells everything about the company. But one of the most perfect training vehicles is the website itself. If you've not seen one, go to Brother Jahi, Brother Monticello's, anyone's website, and right there on the front page there is a company presentation that you can click on. You can click on the compensation plan, and now it's even interactive, wherein rather than just words, it's a PowerPoint that lays out the compensation plan as well. You can plug in on that front page and see the biz report, which is the weekly report of what is happening with the company. They list all of the people that week who got $1,000 bonuses, and that list is long and long and long. You're scrolling down and scrolling down and scrolling down. YTB has now expanded internationally. It opened up in Canada last week. It opened up several months ago in the Bahamas and just recently opened up in Bermuda. It's about to go into Europe. I mean, this is the right place at the right time. This is still ground floor opportunity. This is like being in that garage with Bill Gates when he was tinkering around with Microsoft when the stock was selling for under $1 a share. These are the times that we're talking about. I missed out on that opportunity with Bill Gates. I missed out when Google went public with that very high IPO, and I said, oh, that's just ridiculous. What if I had gotten into it then? What if I was there with Bill Gates in his garage? Well, with YTB, my husband and I, we didn't sleep on that one. Our eyes were wide open, and we are reaping the benefits, and we want as many of you out there in the listening audience to reap the benefits as well. But plugging in is one part of it, as Monticello said, and YTB has all of the tools that they are laying at our disposal that you can plug in whenever you want at your convenience.
Yes, and there are also some excellent trainings. And one thing which I love about the company is the fact that if you are into doing the marketing, if you do want to do the team building, which is optional in this business, nobody's forced to do any of this. But if you want to build a business, the opportunity is there, and you don't have to do everything because there are certifications that the company has trainings all over in the country, all the states there. Somewhere right now there's a YTB certification going on, and one of our big models or one of our big pushes is that the fact that we get team members, and for team members to tell other team members to get their team members to certification training. And, you know, they go there, and you get to really hear a good blueprint and layout of how this business works, how it came about. You know, you get to get the whole real company 101 and meet the, you know, other directors and other people that are, you know, that are mainstream in the company, and you can talk to them one-on-one. So, you know, that's one of the main things I really love about YTB, that there's training all over the place, and if you just decide to plug in and get away from the, like my wife would say, Pookie and Ray Ray for a minute, or instead of, or, you know, hanging around them on a weekend, get to these training. You know, I'm speaking this in general, you know, for folk and people out there know what I'm saying, you know, and you decide to plug in and get around the folk that are doing this, then, you know, some of that's going to rub off on you, you know, or anybody. Some of that, you know, just getting around, just changing your, you know, changing your location. How they say location is everything. So changing your physical location and getting around folk that do know about these principles and do have this understanding of this business, that's going to rub off on you. Just going to happen, you know. So that's the thing I really love about YTG. Yeah.
We got 8 minutes left. I want to start to you know, do our wrap up. One of the other things we didn't mention was cars. Like I said, we talked about travel, and we talked about the wedding suite and all of that. Also, now people can purchase cars on our site. Would you take a couple minutes and go over that, and then we'll do our wrap-up?
Sure, yeah. I touched on it just a little bit. Yeah, but that is one of the extras in our site. And I'm going to say something. These extras, too, are coming about, and there's a lot of stuff that progressively changes on the website all the time, and we found out the reason that YTB does this, that they want to keep us motivated. And the way you keep somebody motivated is having new and better things that can be accessed or purchased on the website. And one of the newer things that came about just some months back was the fact that we could get or purchase, and your clients or friends or family members can purchase a new or pre-owned car right there on the website. And once that's done, you'll get an automatic $300 commission. Now, the cars are set up in such a way that they're still working this program, but when it initially started, you would order your car and then it would be shipped. But now what's coming and is in the process is that dealers right in your area are already starting to get into this program. So when somebody decides to purchase a new or pre-owned vehicle on the site, that it would be getting, you would be able to get that car locally, you know. So that's already in the mix. But you can, you know, purchase a car right through the website. And I think that, you know, it's a win-win because we're looking at purchasing our next car right through our own website. Why not pay ourselves and get paid?
And when you purchase it, how much are you going to get?
It only makes sense. Well, we got a family, so we're going to be looking for more than likely a van.
Okay, I'm saying, but when you purchase the car, how much do you get?
You're going to get an instant $300.
Instant $300, and the vehicle's $500 above factory invoice, right?
Correct.
Can't beat that.
Can't beat that.
I want to thank y'all for having y'all on the show today. You covered a lot of information, got a lot of good information out. folks that's listening in, again, you can go. You're already on the site, so on my Blog Talk site is my website. You can go to the website, find out more information about the company. You can give me a call at 252-212-0281. I had the chat room open, and a couple of people sent some messages and said that, you know, they're interested. I will definitely be following up with you. And I'm going to bring a special person to the line who would be really great this morning. I had to do the show and at the same time watch my 7-year-old grandson, and he was really helpful this morning, being quiet and being thankful and letting me be able to get my work done without disturbing me. That's, again, the beauty of doing a home-based business and radio show. Isaiah, what do you want to say to people?
Where's
Mr. Dakari on the line, Mr. Monticello.
Hello, Isaiah.
Hey.
How are you?
Hey, Isaiah.
I like being a good boy and letting my granddad know. I like to be helpful and him work on the radio, peace and quiet.
How old are you, Isaiah?
Hey. All right, thank you, Isaiah.
An automatic $5,300 a year tax deduction because a child as young as 7 can work in a home-based business.
That's
according
right.
to the IRS, and you can deduct that.
I hear that. That's the other beauty of this thing, people learning the tax laws and how to, you know, take all of those things and write all of those things off. Any closing comments before I get ready to disconnect the line and then go to my theme song and tell people about next week's show?
I just want to say that there are thousands of people in YTB making hundreds of dollars a month, and there are hundreds of people in YTB, and that number is rapidly growing, making thousands of dollars a month. This is unquestionably one of the smartest decisions we have ever made. We want you to join us.
All right. Thank you, and catch you in Dakari. Monticello, you have anything you want to close out with?
I do. I'm very proud to be a part of this company. I love my upline, and let's take it to the top.
All right.
Yes.
Courtney, you got anything you want to say?
Yes. As far as I was just wanted to say real quick, you was talking about the cars. I actually rode past there yesterday. And they have 2 car dealerships there, and they have hundreds of different cars there. And I was really impressed on how nice the car dealerships was. And so I'm actually considering about purchasing me a car through there. I'm really impressed. I'm excited to be here with YTB and be part of what's growing in the travel business. And I'm really ecstatic right now. I'm just in love with the second income now.
All right, we're glad to have you on the team, Courtney. Take care, man.
All right.
Get some rest and give me a holler, you know, tomorrow so we can go over, you know, your setup for Red Carpet Day for Tuesday.
Okay, I will.
All right, take care, Courtney.
All right.
All right, take care, Monty.
Well, do, man.
All right. All right, folks, that brings us to the end of another edition of Home-Based Business 101. You see, we had a very powerful show today. We had $10,000 earners on. They shared a lot of information about YTB, your travel biz. Some people might not have caught this show live and will be catching it in the archived edition of my program. And so, again, the number to call me to find out more information about the business is 252-212-0281. My travel site is www.jahitravelsite.com. TravelSite.com, that's JAHITRAVELSITE.com, and you'll see that right on the Blog Talk site. You can go to that. Next week, we'll be going over some basics in terms of home-based business and sharing some more information with you about the YTB travel opportunity. Until next week, take care, listen to our theme song, and always remember, it's my time, it's your time. Time to what? Fulfill my destiny. Hey, you can do it. You can do it if you just stick to it. Every day and every way, you're getting better and better and better. God bless you.
touch.